Welcome to our time of congregational worship on this first Sunday of the Advent season. With all the lights and the greenery up in the sanctuary, welcome to you all as people of God. During the Advent season, we have the Advent devotional that has been written and now in print. It's on a table outside Pastor Ryan's hallway office door. If you want to pick that up and share that during this Advent season, you are welcome to. Please be aware today is the last day for the alternative gift market and the JYF poinsettia sale. And then a couple of announcements for events coming up. Parents of our four-year-old through sixth grade children, please note that the children's Advent celebration is next Sunday at 9:15 down in the fellowship hall, and the fellowship committee will be offering a time there. And then practice for the children's Christmas program for grades 1 through 6 starts this Wednesday at 6:30 in the chapel. So please be aware of that. And that practice will conclude by 7:30. And the next Sunday during this 10:30 service, the chancel choir will be singing pieces from the cantata Candles and Carols. And we have a special announcement from Anna.
Good morning. On Sunday, December 11th, a family night will be held here at the church. The gym will be decorated like a forest, and you all are invited to join in camping games, pizza and popcorn, and to watch the nativity movie, The Star, underneath the stars. Come in your pajamas if you wish, bring your friends and camping chairs, and join in an evening of fellowship and fun on December 11th at 4 p.m.
Thank you for that. As the people of God gather to worship, I invite you to pass the peace of Jesus Christ with one another.
Good morning. The first scripture today will be from Isaiah 2, 1 through 5. This is what Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords to plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let's pray. Almighty God, as we begin this season of Advent, remind us again that in the midst of our darkness, you are bringing us peace to calm our anxious spirits and hectic lives. Turn our hearts again towards you. Make us ready to receive your Son, our Savior. Slow our pace and give us the blessing of feeling your peace in our spirits. For we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. While the city of Bethlehem may have resounded with noise and clamor, in a back alleyway, there was a simple and quiet stable nestled amongst the inns and homes. Simple in that there was space for a few animals and a manger for some feed, and quiet except for the soft baaing of a sheep or a low mooing of a cow. It was a stable just like any other stable in Bethlehem, simply constructed and intended for a simple purpose. But not this night, not this particular holy night. On this night, it was anything but a simple purpose, for it was here, in this very stable, that God's love would glow brightly with the birth of a special child, the birth of a promised child. But not yet. For now, it's just the stable. Some posts and rails sunk in the ground and tied together. Some thatching to make a roof, sheltering a simple manger, a feed box for the animals, set on a rough dirt floor. But the roof and walls blocked the wind and the cold. A simple stable, a simple manger, which God blessed with holy light.
The setting is Jesus heals on the Sabbath. And he's telling the Pharisees in verse 12, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. But he also warned the many that were following him not to tell who he was to fulfill Isaiah 42, 1 through 4. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. In his name, the nations will put their hope. Hope, a feeling of expectation and desire, anticipation. May we remain excited, filled with anticipation, awaiting Christ's birth and his return. Please stand as you're able and join us in Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
As we wait in hope for our King to come again, we hear the words of Romans chapter 13. Do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Behold, the King has come, and the King will come again. Let us sing together as we sing our next song, as we wait for Christ in hope. And I invite children to come forward for a children's message together. Good morning. 'Tis the season of waiting. How many of you are waiting for Christmas? Waiting. How excited are you for Christmas to come? waiting. People are so excited for Christmas that they have found countless ways to count down until Christmas. There are many ways you may have seen in your house or you may have done. For example, some people may make a paper chain, right? You either add a part to it or take one off as it gets closer and closer to Christmas. You count down. Or maybe you have something like blocks here that count down. So we put this out so early, 95 days until Christmas. No, maybe start at 25. We use that to count down. We started counting down by reading in our house a Christmas book each night. We used to wrap each Christmas book, and then that got a lot of work, became a lot of work. And so we just pick out a Christmas book each night as a way for us to count down as we wait for Christmas to come. Or some of you might have seen maybe use like an elf on the shelf or something like this, something that gets up to no good. This year we're going to try wise men in our house, and they're going to travel around our house as it gets closer and closer to Christmas, also getting up to no good as they try to make their way to Bethlehem. Right? They might find themselves in the Christmas tree or hanging in the wreath or something like this. Or maybe, our boys just got this from their aunt and uncle, an Advent calendar, and each day there's some treat or chocolate in those little compartments as you count down. Another way we count down to Christmas is our Advent wreath. You see this over here? We have four colored candles and one white candle. So we'll have four candles before we get to Christmas. This is a way to count down to that Christmas day. And the candle we have today is the hope candle. And hope, maybe another word for waiting is hope, is to wait. We wait patiently, hoping for Christmas to come. In the Old Testament, people were waiting for Jesus to be born, the Messiah to be born. So all through the Old Testament, the first big part of the Bible, people were waiting, hoping for Jesus to come. Now we have the New Testament, where Jesus is there in those pages, and then Jesus goes back to heaven. And now we're living in this time, and we're waiting and hoping that Jesus will come back again. So I'm going to have you guys help me today light the first candle, okay? Okay, we're going to light the candle. And as we light the candle, you guys have a hymn in your bulletin or up on the screens as we sing a song about that first hope candle. So I'm going to go light this, and then you guys can meet me over by the Advent candle, okay? So we'll begin singing.
We come into our time of prayer this morning. I would share two additional prayer concerns. First, Wayne Spies, father of Richard and other people of our congregation. Wayne has been progressively growing weaker and weaker and weaker. And only the Lord knows when his final breath will be taken, but we can be praying for Wayne, who is 97, 2 months away from being 98, but praying for Wayne and for the family. Some of his children are traveling this day to be here, so let's pray for them. I also got word between services that my sister Sarah, who has sarcoidosis, a lung disease, so she's been on oxygen, she's struggling greatly with some breathing issues, and so asked prayer for her as well. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, we thank you in this season, a season of thanksgiving and a season of Advent, where in knowing you as Lord and Savior, we are thankful for the hope that you provide, a hope that is sure, a hope that as we hope in Jesus Christ, a hope that provides peace, a hope that provides comfort, a hope that provides direction, a hope that provides salvation. Lord, in the scriptures of this day from Romans and Matthew, Lord, we know that we live, we ourselves, we're fallen. We have this human tendency, this desire to think and do things that are not in the light of hope that Jesus offers. Lord, in the sacrament of communion, in our daily walk with you, Lord, we continue to pray that you would cleanse our heart and that we would be alive for the light of the world, Jesus himself. And it begins with hope. A hope in the strong word and direction of Scripture. Your revealed word, the Bible. And Lord, in hope, we bow before you in each day. That we will be strengthened in our faith. That we will have the courage and the faithfulness to share your love and your hope with others. Lord, in this season, as we wait, it is with hope and an expectation. And Lord, as we pray this day, we are mindful not only the people listed in our concerns, but within our own lives, the people we know, our family, our friends. We pray for their hope and their peace. Lord, we pray for Wayne. We pray for his entire family and those that have known him. And Lord, as he grows weaker and weaker, in faith we know that your hope is in his heart. He has been a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. He has been a faithful leader and servant of this congregation. And we pray your blessing upon him. We pray that you would give traveling mercies to those of his family that are traveling in. And Lord, we pray that they would continue to remember the peace of Christ in this time. Lord, we pray for Larry Miller, Dorothy's son, who sustained serious injuries in a car accident and the several procedures that he's gone through this last week. We pray for his healing. We pray for Dorothy as she has great concern for her son. We pray for Dale Grimm, who has surgery tomorrow. We pray that he would be at rest and at peace throughout this day and as the new day dawns. We pray for Leah that these injections that she has received will be another way to receive healing from those headaches. We continue to pray for Lynn and for Barbara, for Jack and for Jody. And Lord, I pray for my sister Sarah that she might know your healing hands and be at peace and live with hope. Lord, we offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Before I invite the ushers forward to collect our tithes and offerings, let's pray. Generous God, we thank you for bringing us to this season of faith, hope, and love. As we look at our lives, we see evidence of the countless ways you've provided for our needs. Let gratitude well up in our hearts and overflow in generosity to others. Draw us outward to see ways that we can joyfully share what you have given us. Let our acts of kindness as a church bear good fruit in the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite the ushers forward.
On this fourth Sunday of the month, I invite our ushers to come back in and receive our second offering for our Imagine Our Faith Building Capital campaign. Share with you on behalf of the building committee that we are entering into a contract with Bale Hearts Architects out of Defiance. They have already received drawings from the original construction of this building and are looking over the concepts that we have shared with them. And in a couple of weeks, we'll start to receive some more questions from those architects. Remember, this is $1.6 million of part of the greater $4.5 million project, where we'll be focused in on accessibility, renovations in the sanctuary here, and also renovation of the restrooms and some egress into the building. So that capital campaign continues. We thank you for your faithful giving to that and for the future ministry of the congregation.